Well, right now it takes Illinois State Police forensic scientists an average of 9 months to test DNA evidence. This long wait can delay justice for victims, keeps defendants locked in jail, and makes it harder for Chicago police to solve crimes. And the crisis is driven in part by scientific advancements that have made it easier to collect DNA evidence. That sounds like a good thing, but it creates major problems for state crime labs and the justice system. WBEZ's Patrick Smith has our story.
All right, come on in. All right, good morning. Everyone ready?
In April, Governor J.B. Pritzker toured the State Police Crime Lab in Chicago.
We know that unacceptable backlogs and issues with transparency have plagued this process for far too long.
Standing alongside him at the press conference after the tour was Illinois State Police Acting Director Brendan Kelly. Kelly has made reducing the state's backlog of untested evidence a priority since taking over the state police. But he wouldn't say how long that would take.
I think it's disingenuous to try to put some number out there. This is the date when it's going to happen. That is not being honest with people.
Kelly says part of the reason for that is that a lot of the backlog is driven by challenges that go way beyond crime lab resources. Some say it starts with a fundamental misunderstanding of when and how DNA evidence should be used. Brendan Max is the head of the forensic division for the Cook County Public Defender.
So we definitely, for years, fell into the misconception that DNA would solve a lot of the problems of the criminal justice system and make guilt or innocence a matter of science, and it hasn't turned out that way.
When most of us think of DNA evidence, we think of big, obvious samples, like a pool of blood or semen in a rape kit, instances where the connection to the crime is clear. But now we can get testable DNA from a few skin cells.
So as a result of that, what you have are crime scene investigators literally collecting every piece of debris. So if a crime happens in an alley, they're collecting every cigarette butt, every napkin. They're collecting every piece of trash around the area.
That means the amount of DNA evidence being submitted to the state police for testing has exploded.
The biggest problem is that this technology has become so sensitive that it's used too much on too many items of evidence. And because of that, we have a state lab that's not set up to handle that volume of traffic.
Max says that's created this funny situation where the DNA technology has gotten better and faster, but the delays in testing are getting longer. He says on average, they wait about 9 months or longer for DNA results from the state crime lab.
There are people in jail right now awaiting DNA results.
The frustrating thing, Max says, is that often they are waiting on test results that won't end up mattering at trial. The pool of blood at a murder scene is simple and straightforward. But a piece of trash in an alley is much less likely to be relevant to the case.
You end up having testing on sometimes dozens, sometimes hundreds of pieces of evidence in cases where we're pretty confident those items of evidence aren't going to have much probative value at all.
So the state crime lab is having to test all this useless DNA material that isn't really relevant. It means cases take longer and the backlog gets bigger. That might be a worthwhile trade-off if it helps even a little bit in the effort to solve the most important crimes like rape or murder. But it turns out a lot of the DNA evidence being submitted for testing is linked to nonviolent crimes. There are way more burglaries clogging up the state police crime lab than homicides. There were even 35 marijuana cases in the backlog earlier this month. Add it all up and you get a massive backlog that slows down the entire court system, including the most important cases like rapes and murders. Cases take years to be resolved.
It does drag cases.
Adam Shepard is a criminal defense attorney. He works on a lot of cases with DNA evidence, but he says the backlog doesn't just impact cases waiting on test results. It slows down the whole court system.
Because the more a case is on a call, that's less time on that particular day that another case could be on the call. So now everything gets pushed back.
Still, Shepard says the advances in technology and the increased use of DNA evidence is a good thing for justice. And he says the solution to the backlog is simple. The state police need to hire more people or do whatever is necessary to test evidence faster. But Robin Woolery says it's not that simple. She's deputy director of the State Police Forensic Services Division.
Everybody has to work together in order to help solve these problems. It's not something that we're going to be able to do alone.
Woolery says the State Police Crime Lab is getting more cases than ever. With all the evidence coming in, the labs have to decide how to prioritize cases.
So the laboratory would first prioritize if a case is going to court. So if there's a court date, then that case is going to be expedited. So it's being pushed to the front of the list.
Does that mean that if we're going to court on a burglary that those DNA tests would get would move up and bump down a, you know, a stranger rape or something like that?
Well, if it was, if the case was going to court, that case would definitely become a rush. It would take a priority.
That means the more burglary cases submitted for testing before trial, the longer it takes for the lab to process more serious crimes in which the offender is unknown. A spokesman for the Chicago Police Department says the backlog hinders its ability to solve cases. He says there's a direct correlation between the time it takes to test DNA and the department's clearance rate. DNA test results could point police in the direction of a suspect, but if they don't come back for 9 months, it can be hard to put those leads to good use. Witnesses may have moved or stopped cooperating with police or just not have the incident as fresh in their mind. Woolery from the State Crime Lab says to reduce the turnaround time, police and prosecutors will need to help reduce the amount of evidence being submitted for testing.
We are now making a concerted effort to talk with state attorneys about only requesting those most probative pieces of evidence.
A spokeswoman from the Cook County State's Attorney says prosecutors have an ethical duty to ensure they have all the evidence needed to get a conviction. She says they are aware of the state police backlog and resource problems, and that they have a team of specialists who help prosecutors decide what evidence needs to be tested before submitting it to the state police crime lab. Woolery says she believes prosecutors are starting to hear them when they caution against over-testing.
We try to get everybody to understand, hey, listen, if you have us work the pieces of evidence that are going to be most probative to your case, and we can get that information out to you quickly, this helps you in the long run with being able to get your evidence quickly. And the other five cases that you have waiting in line can get worked faster. But at the time, everybody is thinking about their one case and what they need.
In the meantime, Woolery says they are trying to address the problems on their end. They instituted a new case management system, and they've promised to hire 10 new trainees in the DNA section, although so far, those jobs have not been posted. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.